fellow friend, aftermarket podcast guy here, Carm Capriotto, and thank you for always tuning in and listening to the Aftermarket's original and premier podcast. You know, we at the podcast remind you to stay safe, wear your face mask as a preventative and protector. Do you need some really good inspiration? Well, I've got one for you. A story of great challenges that squarely gets in front of you, and then you step up to meet them. Our guest today overcame an enormous amount of obstacles, not only as a technician in Zimbabwe, but as he strives to become an ASE world-class technician. This is my second episode with Tarai. Not even chronic pancreatitis or lack of funds has stopped him from reaching his goals. Tarai Raymond Sawera, shop owner from Zimbabwe, reminds us that nothing should stop you from achieving your goals. This is a great story of resiliency, passion, and the human spirit. Everything I do is real-world stories that help teach and frame up life's opportunities and challenges. And this episode, it hits on all cylinders. Now, I want to thank Tarai for the shirt he gave me when we recorded at Vision 2020. It will always be treasured, and I'm honored to have it. It's the identical shirt you see him wearing in the show graphic. Hey, stop spending time chasing customers. Shopware's leading shop management system is helping shops like yours generate more profit per ticket with less time on the phone. Break away from your legacy system and implement a completely contactless workflow today. Get started at getshopware.com/Carm. And thank you, Shopware, for your support. Hey, did you know that Apex announced the annual Service Professional Awards? They're going to be presented at Apex this year, 2020. They include Shop Owner, Technician, and Service Advisor of the Year. Nominate a friend or even yourself. Get all the details at aapexshow.com/serviceawards. I'll put the link in the episode's show notes. Deadline July 31st, 2020. I'm so glad you tuned into this tremendous resource of aftermarket podcasts with over 800 episodes. And an episode like this that shows pure determination and entrepreneurialism? Man, this is why I podcast for you.
Dream after achieving my ASE certification, that kind of stuff, is to start a school back home, an automotive technical school. So This is what I want to work on.
In this episode, we'll be learning Tarai's story that his participation in Vision 2020 nearly didn't happen, but how he made it and how the Vision High Tech Training and Expo inspires him to create new opportunities to bring to his home in Zimbabwe. He's the only technician in Africa who is certified by the National Institute of Automotive Service Excellence, ASE, for light-duty diesel, medium and heavy-duty trucks, and advanced-level specialist L1. That in itself speaks volumes of the man's resilience. Are you watching the new show, AftermarketWeekly.com? Well, it's a live show every Tuesday noon Eastern Time. Every episode's available on the website, and you'll find really fun and interesting topics in the form of a magazine-style show, all aftermarket-focused, and it includes a shop tour. We've been to shops all over the country, and you may just take a great idea from one of them. AftermarketWeekly.com. Hey, find the show notes and the key talking points for Tarai Raymond Sawera at remarkableresults.biz/E556. Enjoy. Hey, everybody. I'm in the Vision Studio here, Vision 2020, with Tarai Raymond Sawera from Zimbabwe. This is an unbelievable story. Episode 313 from 2 years ago. He came into the studio and we had an unbelievable interview. Tarai has an incredible story. How many miles from home are you, man?
About 9,000 miles one way.
About 9,000 just one way, huh?
Exactly.
And did you come back into the U.S. to do some ASE tests this year or not?
No, I did last year. I was here in March, and I was also back in October, and also took some tests then.
Well, the man has a great, great story, and I'm just going to let him go. And I want you to invest in this story because there's a lot of lessons here.
Yes, Kama, I'm very grateful that I'm here at Vision High Tech Training in Kansas City. I was meant to have arrived somewhere around Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I couldn't because I didn't have the money to attend the event, actually. Because I was having some payments coming through to my company from the government, who was my main client back home in Zimbabwe.
So money was tight?
Money was tight. So I contacted Sherry and told her that this year I might not be able to make it. But I've already paid my hotel and paid my vision fees and stuff. And so I told her that I don't have money to fly.
Yeah.
To Kansas City. And she says, all right, let's see what we can work out of it.
Sherry Hamilton, Executive Director
Sherry
of
Hamilton,
Midwest
yes.
Auto Care Alliance. Okay.
Exactly. Then she said, she spoke to Jerry Holcomb, the Vision founder.
Yeah.
And he told him about my story of not having enough money to be able to be here. And Jerry jumped in straight away and said he was willing to help me. So I just got in touch with him. His words was he sent me an email and says, Tarai, just tell me how I can get the money to you.
Mm.
That was his response.
Jerry's continues to prove he's just one hell of a man.
Oh, that's unbelievable, man. So the next day, he sent money through Western Union, Zimbabwe. Then I got the money. To cut the long story short, I flew here. Here I am. So I actually missed my morning class on Thursday because I had to travel. I took a flight on Wednesday. And arrived at Vision around midday, thereabout. Then just dropped my bags in the hotel. Then straight away went to the class. Yeah,
well,
no
good.
Rest
so
at all.
You didn't miss a beat, but you weren't able to do any socializing.
Exactly. I just missed my morning class.
Okay. All
actually,
right.
With Ben Thompson, it was supposed to be
cool.
The pressure is on, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Pressure transducer and stuff, yeah.
So you're here at Vision. It's an important training thing for you. When you think back of the years you've been here, Tarai, are you taking the stuff back to Zimbabwe and using it?
Exactly. I'm actually taking back everything that I'm learning from here. We actually agreed on a joint venture with a certain company back home. So we are going to be bringing in importing cars from out of Zimbabwe, you know, like from Europe and Asia.
Uh-huh.
That will be hybrids and electrical cars that we'll be selling back home. Because we have a great challenge back home. We don't have fuel. We don't have money in Zimbabwe. We've been under sanctions over 20 years, and it has affected us big time. So I thought if we can bring hybrids and electrical cars, this thing can ease the motorist on the pressure for having fuel and that kind of stuff. So that's what we'll be doing, bringing electrical cars. The advantage in Zimbabwe is we have solar, 12 months a year. So we'll be using solar charges to charge these electrical cars.
Wow. What's next after Vision?
Next after Vision, I'm taking my AAC test. I've got 9 systems that I have to take for me to become a world-class technician. In fact, there's only 4 systems left for me to be recognized as AAC world-class technician, because there is about 22 specific AAC tests that you got to take to be world-class master tech.
This
world-class
is your, technician. This is your highest goal in your life, isn't it?
Yes, this is all I've been dreaming to do and to become. But other than that, I'll also be having, if I finish all 9, I'll be having 4 master techs certifications. That it will be master tech in automobile, master tech in medium and heavy duty trucks, then master tech in transit bus, then master tech in collision and repair.
Mm.
That'll be 4 master techs. Other than that, I already have master tech in automobile, then master tech in medium and heavy duty trucks. I've got that already. I also have advanced level specialist in engine performance, which is L1. I also have advanced level specialist in medium and heavy duty truck electronic diesel engine diagnosis.
Wow.
And I also have the L3, which is a medium duty hybrid electrical cars, advanced level specialist.
So what do you say to any technician who hasn't taken their ASCs?
Like, encouragement is to tell my fellow techs here in USA as well as around the world to take ASC tests. You know, it's a standard that we have in our professional automotive industry. Why can't we do that? Yeah, the doctors have the same thing. They do have the test that they need to take certifications for them to become who they are. And that way we become more professional and everyone else respect us, and we pay it for what we need to be professional enough and have a certain standard that tells one that someone is at a certain level in our automotive industry.
You were telling me off microphone, you're not feeling too super well. What's going on?
The thing is, it's been about 13, 14 Yes, there are, but since I became a chronic pancreatitis patient, so basically, at the moment, I'm actually relying more on high strength or painkillers like morphine and Tramadol. So even at Vision, I'm actually taking this.
You would be living in constant pain if you had not taken.
Yeah, all the time. So, but this, what I wanna share to other fellow techs is, nothing should stop you from achieving your goals, even your health or anything. If you really, really focus on what you wanna achieve, nothing should stop you. So I don't care how I'm feeling here, as long as there's something that I can take for me to go and take ACTS or something that I can take to ease the pain so that I attend Visionetic training, I'm willing to do that.
How's the family? I remember seeing some great pictures.
The family is great, and my last born, when I came here in 2017, he was 1 month old. He's now 3 years old, and I'm happy he's playing around with the power tools and that kind of stuff. So I think he's following my footsteps. It's called Diesel.
That's right. Your son's name is Diesel.
Yeah, his middle name is Pico. Named after Picoscope, you know, the horse of that I love so much.
I love it. That is just such a great story.
Yeah.
Were you here last year? Did I miss you?
Yeah. No, I was here since ever from 2017. I've never missed Visionetic training. Yeah.
Never missed.
And I'll never miss one, you know. If it means that I have to phone you, come and give me, borrow me some money to come for next year's Visionetic training, I'll have to do that.
Yeah, amazing. You almost have that feeling that it's not given to you, it's borrowed.
It's borrowed. I don't believe in being given anything for free, really. I like to work for my thing. That way I've got pride and all that kind of stuff.
Anything change in Zimbabwe that makes you, you know, be able to grow your business?
Zimbabwe is actually getting bad and bad every single day. You can't actually have hard currents. You can't get money from the bank, because we're no longer using our US dollars. We're using what they call RTGS, which is real-time gross settlement. It's more like, you have money in figure form, like in the bank, but you can't actually, get hold of hard currents. So it's very terrible in terms of business wise back home, but I've got goals. My biggest the other goal or dream after achieving my AAC certification, that kind of stuff, is to start a school back home, an automotive technical school. So this is what I want to work on, and at the moment I'm having challenges, and I can use this platform. It's I've never asked it for help from anybody, you know, but on this point, if there's anyone who can help in any way, we can set up the school, then I'll be very, very happy, you know, because I've got the land, I bought the land, and I just need to build the building and buy a few equipment, because I've got most of the equipment as well. So I will just need books and training equipment.
Hey, you know, auto repair is a high dollar, high value transaction, and your customer sensitivity about how much it costs and why is never more important than when you ask them to pay the bill. While these conversations can sometimes feel awkward or uncomfortable, it's important that you don't fall down and cheapen your services at the final step. Shopware's shop management platform now offers a solution that helps you showcase the value and sophistication that you've invested throughout the repair. With our innovative digital workflow, customers can review, approve, and even pay for services right from their smartphone. Let remote pay work for you and improve your customer experience. Get started today. Visit GetShopware.com for more information and to request a demo. Hey, Apex listened, and as a result, get ready for the new Repair Shop HQ. This area is for service professionals, your own place while at Apex. It's a one-stop shop for all your service and repair needs. It includes technical and management classes taught by the industry's most sought-after and experienced trainers. These classes and instructors were selected by a panel of shop owners and technicians to be on target with what you need to drive your business forward. There will also be hands-on product demos in Joe's Garage, a simulated shop environment with 6 service bays, lifts, running vehicles, and a source capture vehicle exhaust extraction system so it all runs. Plus, you'll get to see new tools and equipment, the latest in heating and AC, and dedicated sections for tires, alternative fuels, diagnostics, and telematics. I know you can't wait to check out Repair Shop HQ. That's where you'll find my podcast studio. Hey, take a look at the training schedule and everything in Repair Shop HQ at aapexshow.com and register.
You know, it's amazing how our world works. I remember when we interviewed last, it was 2 years ago, and then watching your activity on social media, I remember a shop owner from Florida reached out to you and says, hey, listen, we've upgraded some equipment. Do you think Terai would like it? And I think you guys got together and they figured out how to ship it to you. I mean, it's such an incredibly great industry that we're in, where people are willing to help each other.
And thank you so much, Carmen. Because you shared my story, I got that. You know, if you don't share your problems, and maybe there's someone out there who want to help you, and if you don't share, and we're supposed to be a family in automotive industry. You know, we are, we've got one goal, which is become excellent in what we do.
Yeah.
So we are one family.
So talk to me about your friend, Pete Meyer.
Yeah, Pete Meyer is great. And I came November edition here in the States. My story was published then. Fortunate enough, you know, like I was saying, if your story is published and that kind of stuff, you get some other people out there who want to help you or who are interested in your story, that kind of stuff. So there's some guys, some folks from Australia who read my story and they asked.
Oh, by the way, this is a great part of this story. Tell this Australian connection.
So the guy is called Maurice Donovan. So he was actually following me up on social media as I chat with my fellow techs here and instructors here, Jim Morton and all that. And so he saw the story that was published by Pete Meyer. So he said, Terai, we would want you to share the story in Australia because it would mean so much to our automotive technicians here. We've got our biggest event that they do in Australia called AutoCare. So they'll be doing the event in June this year, from 19th and the 20th or something like that. So they asked me to come and do a keynote speech. So I'll be guest of honor and master speaker there, sharing my journey in the automotive industry and hopefully inspire a lot of guys there in Australia and hopefully inspire them also to take an AC test. I heard that they are doing what they call pilot testing or something, whereby AC guys will go to Australia to do the test and that kind of stuff. I think this is the second pilot test that they'll be doing shortly in future, like this year, in fact.
One hell of an honor. Congratulations. Do you feel like you made it then?
Yeah, I do. I do come. I think we're achieving exactly everything, but in a short period of time. You can imagine I just started this thing in 2017 and this is just 2020.
Terai is such a great example of commitment, having a goal, setting your mind to it, trust, honesty, being, you know, just nothing but a great leader, family, business, community. It's just a phenomenal story. And anyone who, you know, helps get your story out, you know, the way Pete's written about you, it's a wonderful thing. And I'm so happy for you. What else?
Thank you so much, Kama. I think that'll be more like it. But tell you a little bit about what's going on in Zimbabwe. 90% of our citizens back home, they can afford a proper 3 meal a day. You know, it's that bad. And, you know, Zimbabwe is among us the poorest countries at the moment. And yet we have all that you can ever need to be a rich country. Like we've got gold, we've got diamonds, we've got a fifth largest deposit of lithium. We can actually produce batteries, lithium batteries for electrical cars. We can do a lot of things to help the world. But it's not that at the moment. So this is some of the things that I'll be working on to see if we can change that back home.
I don't know how you end up moving such a heavy mountain like that, but I'm sure you'll try.
I will come. I'm a big fighter, you know. We'll fight through and hopefully do something about it.
So back to the business in Zimbabwe, you've got a dream of building an incredible workshop.
One of its kind in Africa, hopefully. Wow.
You told me last time, Carm, I work on everything from, I think, a lawnmower or whatever up to the biggest possible earth mover, right?
Exactly.
Still doing all that?
Yeah, I'm still doing that. There's a lot of business back home in Zimbabwe, just that the problem is fuel at the moment. But we have a lot of guys out there who still making money. You know how it is like in a country like that, the rich becomes richer, the poor becomes poorer. Yeah. So there are a lot of guys who got high-end cars as well. So they're actually taking these cars outside of our country to a neighboring country called South Africa to do them, to take them there for service, you know. So I'm going to try by all means to do this workshop, finish it quickly so that we can start servicing these cars locally.
So I don't understand. So you have a shop, but you want to build another one? Is that it?
You know, I used to have another shop that I sold for me to be able to buy the bigger place that I just bought. So I'm currently not having a shop as such, but I've got a big place that I've recently finished building a bigger house.
I see.
It's very big. I just want to build something one of its kind in Africa, whereby the other part of the shop, the other part of the place is where the house is. So I get to work on cars even at night, you know.
You know, it's amazing what you tell me about Zimbabwe and the uphill battle for, you know, we could be a great country if we'd only got out of our own way. And for a person like you with the goals that you have and the desire, the tenacity, does it just grind at you that you can't do some of the things you want to do?
It's a pain. If you're really trying to think about it, but at the end of the day, you see potential. You know, in our country, there's a lot of stuff that you can do back home. You know, one of the things that moves me is the level of training with the technicians. There is no training whatsoever. You know, I'm privileged and I'm so honored to be training here and with the highest level and the best automotive instructors on the planet. I was with Benny Thompson, and this guy is the level of training that they give you is just something else. So I'll be happy if I can be able to share this back home and, you know, train these techs to be this same level with the techs here in America. This is another goal that I'll be so happy if I can achieve that one. So that's the main thing. I would have relocated to here in USA or maybe Australia, but that's not what I would love. It wouldn't mean anything to me other than just train others. You know, that would mean much more to me in life, to change the automotive excellence in Africa. That would mean much more than to achieve, personal goals, you know. I've already achieved a lot of stuff personally, so I just want to share all this that I've got here in America.
Well, I just congratulate your tenacity, how prideful you are that it can work and you can be successful in Zimbabwe. You come to the U.S., you see what's going on here. Does it pain you to see what you guys could be like?
Exactly. It pains me a lot, you know, but, you know, this is politics. That's the bad part of it. So I'm not a politician. I don't love politics at all. I'm a businessman. So, but, it's something that can be fixed. That's the problem. You know, it's not like a tsunami or anything. It's just human made things. So hopefully these things will change soon so that Zimbabwe will be somewhere else.
So the school you want to build is strictly going to be for automotive?
Yes. Automotive, I'm going to call it a world-class technician, technical schools, stuff like that. I just want to take them to that level of a world-class.
Allow me to get into some details, because sometimes I'm like that. Will the students be able to afford to go there?
Yeah, obviously, me coming from a poor background, I understand what it is when one has got desire and to become whoever they want to be and they can't because of money. Mm-hmm. So we'll try by all means to make this thing very affordable. I understand if I am to bring these best instructors from the United States, they'll understand that Tore would want us to train there, but obviously I hope they'll give me a discount of some sort, you know, so that I can bring them to Africa at a lower cost. So
you know what I could see happening? You building this incredible high bandwidth, you know, TV embossed laboratory, so that all of these great trainers that you know here will just need to sit in their own training or their office and teach, because you bring in the portal, if you will, of the best instructors from the U.S. to Zimbabwe just through the internet.
And just imagine, what will it become, you know, just bringing Jim Orton and all this, Benny Thompson and Brendan Stegler, this guy. So the other thing is I was talking to Consulab through Dick Krieger.
Sure.
So after this interview, I'm probably going to see these guys. They've got, they've set up some stuff that I might need for my startup of the school.
No
the
packages. Doubt.
Yeah, I'm telling you that. So yeah. I'm going to see them and see exactly what they have for me. And
even if they have some old stuff that's out of cycle that they've taken in from other schools.
Yeah, yeah, I can take anything. You know, Zimbabwe is way, way back, you know, I think 20 years behind, you know, in terms of technology, school.
Then some of their old equipment would be great in your school. Now, you're probably all the, you know, you need money, you need funds, you need equipment, you need stuff. And I'm sure when you're ready, would you reach out to me, see if we can help you?
I think so much, Kamal. I'll definitely do that.
Boy, thanks for finding the time in your busy schedule, because this guy's got it locked down. He knows where he is every minute because you're taking advantage of your time here.
So I came running from, we actually training at Hilton Hotel. So it's a building adjacent. Yeah. So I came running for this interview. I haven't taken my lunch. So after this, I'm going for my lunch.
Me too.
Thank you so much,
Kamal. Torai Munsterwer, thanks for being here, man.
I appreciate it, Kamal. See you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.